So we're down then to our general manager's report, and that will be, of course, Cam Doll. So, Cam, this is your first ever general manager's report at the MPC AGM.
Thanks, George, and I'd like to say a thank you for the confidence that the board has put in me for the position, and I really do look forward to meeting everyone on this call and in person. I note that we have a really good turnout today for a virtual AGM, and so thank you for all taking the time. And yes, I look forward to meeting you in person, and hopefully that time is coming soon. I would like to take a few moments to talk a little bit about where your levy dollars go, and how we work together to advance the industry. So this is a little bit of a summary of the breakout of the levy dollars. About 20% goes to industry performance, about 25% to public affairs, about 13% dedicated to sustainable development, trade and direct trade and advocacy, and I'm going to touch a little bit more on that. It's about 1%. And then the organization of the council itself is about 22%, and our contributions to national organizations is about 19%. And I'm going to go through each of those a little bit individually to talk about what is made up of those, that pie. And of course, this is an area that we're going to be seeing growth in work, because the threats are growing, and we see the threats of foreign animal disease increasing, and we all know the significant impact or repercussions if it does occur. So under industry performance, preventing swine diseases is a key part of what we do. That includes research as well as sharing information, and of course, things like the promotion of biosecurity. Another key element, and of course, we do this in partnership with the Canadian Pork Council, and the chair of the Pork Council will be speaking more about this as well, is excellence for Canadian and Manitoba pork products. And that's a key element, or key elements are helping the transition to PigSafe and PigCare programs. And as well, we do make a contribution to the food processing center at the Assiniboine Community College. Public affairs. Public trust is something that's critically important to our industry, and we have seen that firsthand in the past. So this is an area that we do spend considerable amount of time, a considerable amount of effort, as well as money working on. One of the key areas is understanding what the public is, where their head's at, what's important to the public, the areas we need to focus on. And that includes research to on public opinions, public opinion on the environment, animal care, and the key areas that we need to respond. It also includes building public support, and we have significant public campaigns, multiple areas where we're focused on through public relations advertising, reaching out to both rural audiences as well as the urban public. Again, to try to reach those key areas that our research is showing us that the public cares about, as well as to dispel myths and dispel information, and to really help educate the public on the importance of the pork industry to Manitoba. And I'm not going to break the confidence, but we're about to release a really new advertising campaign, and you know that has been led by Susan here, and it's a really thoughtful and exciting campaign, again aimed at building that public support dispelling the myths and showcasing the importance of the industry to the province of Manitoba. George had mentioned the active involvement in supporting our communities and supporting our friends and neighbors, and that will continue to be a key part of our public affairs campaign. Sustainable development. This is an area that is of growing importance as well, again, directly related to some of the public trust questions. And really an area that that we're going to see grow over time simply because of the importance and the potential downside from not having the proper research and not having the proper information results in regulations, regulation and legislation that limits our ability to carry out our work. So there's three key areas that we look at. One is a significant investment in research, improving our efficiency and a competitive advantage. Those two go hand in hand with also improving our environmental footprint. And so we can do good as while we're doing well, as a phrase that has probably been overused. But the improvements to efficiency, the improvements to feed and nutrition also help in improve our sustainability of our industry. So that research is critically important. We work very closely with the government of Manitoba, and I know that we have some representatives from the department on the call, and I really do want to call out what a strong, a positive working relationship that we have with you and have with the department in all key areas. It is a very good, productive relationship, and again, that's something that's good for the industry. It's also good for the province of Manitoba. It's also good for the impact that we have on the environment around us. Sustainable development also includes the expansion and growth of the industry. There has been very significant investment in the industry in the last 5 years since 2017, and we are going to help continue to help farmers and investors grow and help them navigate the processes and the approvals that they need. I do want to touch a little bit on trade advocacy, and I need to qualify the statement again. Market access, of course, is critically important to us. We are an export-oriented province and an export-oriented industry, and without market access, we don't exist. That 1% is our direct Manitoba pork work, closely working with our friends south of the border, especially. And I'd really like to thank Pat and David from Minnesota and Iowa to joining us today. We also, of course, work closely with our national organizations on ensuring that we have secure market access, working on trade agreements like the TPP and of course the recently renegotiated free trade agreement with the United States. So this is supplementary to the work that we do with our national organizations. Again, three key areas, ensuring that we have those strong relationships with the United States, which is, as George mentioned, we are fortunate to be neighbors with the United States, working closely on government relations, as well as that work with international markets. Council organization, and again, that's some of our internal work. It includes administration, but it's much more than just administration. And financial stability and support, that includes things like the work on the cash advance. That includes the work that George mentioned on pricing questions. Adequate cash flow, the cash advance program again, Supporting farmers' work through our interaction with the district advisors. When we were waiting for the meeting to start, going through the list of people that are on, and I'm really pleased to see the number of district advisors that are on the call today. Thank you. Again, we've had a couple of meetings, but you have my commitment that working with you and consulting with you is a key part of my job. Your voice really, really does matter, and the voice of producers matter. And we are going to continue to spend considerable effort to ensure that your voice is heard, and that the work of Manitoba Pork Council follows the advice that we receive from you. The last key area that I'm going to touch on is our support for national organizations. We're shortly going to have the chair of the Canadian Pork Council give an update on the CPC. But three key areas, again, looking at that market access and awareness, ensuring that we're going to continue to have access to international markets, whether that's the United States or Japan or China. Representing Manitoba, ensuring that our voice, we are, of course, one of the major pork producers in Canada, and that's something that's going to continue to grow. And our voice matters, and you're heard. The voice of Manitoba farmers is heard at these national organizations. And we work very closely with the national bodies like the Pork Council on things like the animal welfare, the biosecurity standards, and really pleased that we actually have staff that are directly linked to the Pork Council. That helps ensure that your voice is heard and is carried forward to the national organization. So George, that's a quick summary of where the levy dollars go. I'd be very happy to take any questions if the people are interested.
I have a question for you, Cam.
Sure.
Or Marlies. How many do we have in attendance today on this Zoom call?
We have 94 participants today. So we basically have 100 people participating in the call today. So again, that's a very good turnout. So
things considered, that's very good.
Thank you, everyone.